You see, Cleveland was our, mm-hmm. we went up there with them for 10 years. And from there, we'd sprang out all around there.
And I went to Michigan, you know.
Oh, yeah, I told them about going to Michigan. We've been to Denver, Colorado, on top of Pikes Peak, in the Redwood Forest of California.
When did you go to Cleveland? When did you start going?
1947, first year. Well, each summer tonight, about 1956 or 7. Mm-hmm. See the Cleveland Indians. Our son-in-law played with them.
Mm-hmm. Church affiliation?
Baptist Church.
Organizations?
Organization? Did you say?
Yeah.
Belong to, you mean that's the name of the church?
Oh, lodges or anything?
Oh, like organization. Yeah, I belong to the Oddfellow Lodge, Modern Woodman of America, MWA.
Occupation?
I'm still farming and a rural mail carrier. As I said, I taught school 5 years before I went to carrying the mail.
When did you start carrying the mail?
1920. Still at it. Now that's regular. I carried temporarily before that, but the regular job started 1920.
Taught school 1915,
1920. Mm-hmm. That's right.
How would you describe the school that you taught in?
Well, sir, they were little one and two room schools. The first year, the first 2 years, I was the only teacher. Later on, we had four teachers. And then we took in high school, you see. The first 2 years, just grade school, up to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then we came to Cloud Chief. We had three teachers at Cloud Chief, and then I went to Cowden. We had four teachers.
You were superintendent,
yeah. I was superintendent at Cowden the last year, head of the school, which didn't amount to much. I mean, it wouldn't amount to much now, but then it was considered a good school. Mm-hmm. But it would be a hick now for a school.
And do you speak other languages than English?
No, sir, I don't.
Kiowa, Osage, Oto.
No, I used to understand.
Spanish?
No, I wouldn't say that I did.
Swahili?
No. English is about all I speak, and don't speak that very well.
Come on now.
I speak English and Dutch.
Yeah. You speak Dutch?
Not much.
Oh, come on now.
Well, I do the same thing backwards like they do.
Yeah, I do too. Or get it so complicated nobody understands it, and then when I listen back, I don't understand it. Your father's name?
My father's name?
Mm-hmm.
Levi.
And do you know where he was born?
Yeah, well, he was born in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And then he came into?
He came to Texas, and Texas here. He went to Texas, unfortunately, he was born just as the Civil War started.
Mm.
And his folks was killed, they said, and the history was that they were all killed, his dad and all of them, and some old uncle picked him up as a young kid and took him to Texas. And he was raised an orphan boy, and then came to Oklahoma after he married and had a family. I really don't know a lot of history about my dad. I just know what he's told me.
Formal education?
His?
Uh-huh.
I'd say about the fourth grade. He could read and write, and that's about all.
And your father's father?
Don't know a thing about him. He was killed in the Civil War. Both of my grandparents were killed in the Civil War. They tell me. I never saw any of them.
Your mother?
She was absolutely a little different. She was born in Alabama, they tell me. You didn't want her name, of course.
Yeah.
First name?
Mm-hmm.
It'll surprise you. Carolina. Or Caroline, they called her. They called her Aunt Cal.
Mm-hmm.